Stark, this is dictating on Cheryl Andress. Cheryl, Cheryl. C as in cat. Cheryl Andress. 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 A as in apple. Andress. Date of birth is 4/2/59. Date of visit is 5/30/25. Please make copy for Sandra Buchanan, M.D. Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chronic dyspnea and history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 66-year-old overweight female who has history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, peripheral vascular disease, and history of breast cancer. Has been short of breath with minimal activity and has occasional cough and wheezing episodes, period. The patient has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. And she had a CT chest done on December 17, 24, which showed moderate emphysema and peribronchial thickening. Period. There was moderate coronary artery calcifications noted, period. The patient has trouble ambulating. He also has chronic leg edema. And she denies any chest pains, abdominal pains, or leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for hypothyroidism and peripheral vascular disease. She has had carcinoma of the vulva. Status post resection. And also as a history for depression and anxiety, history of rectocele, and past history for hyperlipidemia and CHF. She has chronic pain all over and has a pain pump in place, and also has chronic back pains from spinal stenosis. The patient had coronary artery disease with stenting. Next paragraph. Have this patient smoked half to one pack per day for 42 years. Next family history, mother had breast cancer, father died of dementia. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and has gained weight, she has cataracts, no glaucoma, she has hoarseness, no nosebleed, she has shortness of breath and wheezing, and she has nausea and heartburn. She has no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. And she denies hay fever. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, but has headaches and numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam, this, I'm sorry, med list. Included albuterol, NEPS, 2.5 milligrams TIDPRN, Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN. Bupropion 150 milligrams BID. Duloxetine 60 milligrams daily. Lasix 20 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day. And mirtazapine 45 milligrams HS. And Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Potassium 20 milligrams daily. Remeron 20 milligrams a day. Tizanidine 4 milligrams TID. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125 by 70. Pulse is 72. Respirations are 18, temps 97.5. Weight is 208. Saturation 82. HEND at normal phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart sense of regular similarness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities will no lesions, no edema. No calf tenderness, reflexes of one plus and no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Extremities will 2 plus edema with pigmentation of the skin at the lower extremities. The patient also has a torticollis with deformity of the neck and flexion towards the right side, and no venous distension or thyromegaly. Next, impression number one, COPD. Number two, CHF compensated. Number three is history of coronary artery disease and CHF. Number four is next paragraph plan. The patient will continue O2 2 liters at night. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will also use a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And she was advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 8 weeks. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza. Copy for Sandra Buchanan, MD. Thanks. Let's talk to D'Souza.